for the Honorable J.P. Brown. Welcome to Fathers and Family Court. I am your host, J.P. Brown. I'd like to take this time to welcome back all of our return listeners, as well as give a first-time welcome to any first-time listeners of this podcast. Now, if you are a first-time listener of this podcast, brace your motherfucking self. This is a Father's Rights podcast where we talk about father's rights, parental alienation, as well as the effects of the $50 billion business we all know as Family Court. Now, in season 2, season 3, and now season 4 of Fathers and Family Court, we've been talking to dads all across the nation. We've talked to some dads in some other countries. And again, what we've come to find is that regardless of the year, race, creed, religion, financial status or class, color of skin, regardless of who the man is, if he's in court trying to be a father, 9 times out of 10, he's not going to be heard. I want to say 10 times out of 10, but there's always that, you know what I mean? But 9.5 times out of 10, there's a father out there who wants to see his children be a part of their lives, and he's not given the opportunity. Now, that's pretty much what we've been covering on this podcast, and it's important that we have these conversations because, again, there's fathers out there who feel alone. They feel like nobody cares, but the reality is there's a community of dads out there who care about this topic. There's a community of people out there who really do care about this topic. Now, a person who's never had a child stolen is not going to care about this as much as a person who has had their kid stolen. A person who doesn't understand the feeling of just sitting back waiting for the court to govern your relationship with your child, right? So we don't trust the fucking court. In my state, in Grand Rapids, a young man was just shot in the back of the head, execution style, by the police. Should he have complied? Should he not have complied? Blah, blah, blah. We can go back and forth. But at the end of the day, I mentioned that because the reality is people don't trust the state when it comes to criminal matters. So why in the holy shit would we be trusting the state with our children on the line? Why would I trust the state to govern my relationship with my child? The state can't even damn figure out, you know what I mean? Shit, in a state like mine, it's perfectly fine for insurance to charge drivers $500 a month. And guess who lets it happen? The state do. Okay, hold on. So people should pay their insurance, right? But how about that old lady who lives in the middle of Detroit, right? She's in a slum. She's been in the neighborhood since before it turned a slum. So what I'm saying is why should she have to pack up and move to have good insurance rate? Why can't she have a good insurance rate right the fuck where she's been? She don't go nowhere after dark anyway. She sits right at her house. She barely even leaves. Why the fuck does she pay all that money for insurance for her car to sit in her garage? That don't make sense, but guess who let it happen? The state of Michigan. So again, if these things are happening, I don't hate my state. I love my state because I'm from here, but I don't trust them. I love a lot of motherfuckers I don't trust. It's just because I don't trust a lot of motherfuckers, but I still got love. I just wouldn't trust you to govern the relationship with my kids. I don't think anybody should be governing nobody's relationship with their children. Like, that we should have 50-50 custody so we can stop fighting. This shit is crazy, man. Dads are losing their lives, and it never goes away, man. We got to keep talking about it. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk, you know, we've had a unique opportunity to hear Steven's story. He spoke on this podcast in season 3. He gave us 2 great episodes. Steven has cerebral palsy. The reason why I mention that is because a lot of people wonder, you know, we had a dad on this podcast who was legally deaf. Like, he could still hear, but he was like super hard of hearing. And he spoke on this podcast, and it just goes to show, like, it doesn't matter who you are or what. It doesn't matter. The state doesn't care. They want you. And it's not so much that they want you, they want your money, because there's a lot of money in this shit. So I'm getting off the schneid today. We're going to start back recording, get back going, get this thing back fucking going. I'm tired of not recording There's so many people out there who I need to have conversations with. There's so many people out there who could really benefit from a conversation with me, be it even if it's just like, you know, shit, just so they know they got another comrade in the war, anything. You know what I'm saying? Anything. Even if it's just like a fucking day or just 2 hours or hour and a half of them feeling better, I'm down. I'm like, I need to get back active, and I'm eager to get back after this. We got a big problem here. I think about it. I've been looking at it. I've been thinking how to get this shit better, how to get this better. I don't give a fuck. We just need to keep pressing forward. That's it. So listen, we all have a part. We all have a mission. We all have a part in this mission, I should say. And right now, what I'm asking everyone out there to do is to help with this podcast. Now, how can you help with this podcast? You can go on Instagram, follow the new podcast Instagram page. That's going to be Fathers in Family Court, spelled out just how the podcast is spelled, with the letter N, not the word in, the letter N. And yeah, Fathers in Family Court on Instagram, Fathers in Family Court on, Fathers in Family Court on TikTok. You can email me directly if you want to say something directly. That's going to be, Fathers in Family Court podcast, at gmail.com. And yeah, so those are a couple things. Also, it's time that we start collecting some donations. And the reason why is because I want to make this thing bigger. I want to be able to go talk to dads. I want to be able to go pull up on dads, sit right in their face and talk to them. These are the things I want to do. These are the things that's been holding me back, because I'm like, fuck, man, we can keep having these conversations, but some of these dads could really, really benefit if I just pulled up on them for fucking one day, chopped it up, looked them in their face, chopped it up, and then kept it pushing. You know what I mean? But people, these dads need to see that fucking people care about them. There's somebody out there that cares. There's somebody out there that, you know what I'm saying, is thinking about the fact that they don't get to see their kids and they're hurting. It's people out there that care. You know what I mean? So here's how you can help. You can donate to the Cash App, DFMJP, five letters, DFMJP. You can donate to the Cash App. Any contribution is helpful. And yeah, we're gonna really do our part. And I'm gonna make sure I do my due diligence in trying to figure out how exactly to make this thing a little bigger. So let's get right into it. We're gonna be talking to Steve today. Steven, really, but you know, I'm calling him Steve. And yeah, man, I'm excited to get back recording. I'm excited to get back to talking and interacting with everybody. You know, make sure you go add that Instagram page at Fathers in Family Court podcast. It's actually Fathers in Family Court podcast, man. And go on there, follow the Instagram. I'm going to be creating small content, small memes. The way you can help is take some of these pictures and share them in the group, share them on your fucking Instagram page, share them on your Facebook, follow the page, send other people to the page. Yeah, man, it's time to really start pressing, man. Like, we need to get the word out here, and we need to build this community, man. We need to start making moves. I'm tired of sitting back and things staying the same. This shit is pissing me off. I want movement. The best way we can make some movement is to keep fucking grinding. Can't stop grinding. That's number one. You gotta keep showing up to the gym. You gotta keep showing up. You don't get angry because, you know what I'm saying? You don't get angry because you ain't, you know, you don't get angry because you haven't done something you want to do in there and just stop showing up. That ain't how it fucking works. You know what I'm saying? You fucking show up and you get it done. Don't matter if you lift little shit. You lift some shit. That's what you do. You show the fuck up. So I'm calling myself out because I think I need to show up more to the gym and go harder for this movement. No damn off days. I'm hungry for it, but fuck that. Me sitting back wanting more for it shouldn't be a reason to slow up the movie. Mash the fucking pedal to the gas, P. Let's get after it. All right, man. So listen, let's get into this conversation with Steven. I haven't heard what he has to say yet, so we'll all be hearing this together. Again, man, follow the Instagram at Fathers and Family Court Podcast. Let's get into it. As always, listen to this interview with an open mind, clear heart, if you can, and try to keep in mind, this is a father who's hurting. This is a father who wants nothing more than to see his children. So And there's plenty more fathers out there like him. There's way too many more fathers out there like him. So let's get into it. And so today we'll be speaking to Steven. Steven is originally from New York. I believe he's calling from Florida, but I'm really excited to hear what he has to say. Hopefully he can go over a little bit exactly why he's in Florida, how he ended up in Florida, some of his journey a little bit along the way since he's been there. I'm really excited to talk to him. This has become a friend of mine. We follow each other on Twitter. I'm always sharing his stuff. Without any further ado, how you doing tonight, Steven?
I'm all right, you?
Man, I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm happy to be back recording, man. I want to start fucking thumping this topic over the head, man. I'm a fucking trailblazer, and I want to go fucking blaze some shit. Lately, I just been sitting around fucking trying to plot on how to change things and make this thing better. But to be honest, sometimes you just got to put on your running shoes and go for a fucking run. You can't find your headphones. You can't find them. Go for a fucking run. And that's where I'm at with it right now. But hell yeah, bro. I'm happy to be recording. What's up, man? Talk to us. How's it been going, man? I know you had court today. Where you want to start at, man? Give us a good update.
I've been in Florida since Christmas. I came married. And I liked it, so I decided to start out here for a little bit.
You gonna stay out there for a little bit, you said?
Yeah, I mean, I can't see my kids, so what am I going back for?
Right, most definitely. So, and for the record, when is the last time you saw your baby, bro?
November, October.
That's ridiculous, man. And I want all the listeners out there to know, man, Steven hasn't seen his daughter since October or November. And the reality is this man wants to see his daughter every single day, man. Every time I see this man post a picture of him and his daughter, I'm pumped as hell because I keep thinking he get to see her. He tell me like, nah, that's an old picture. I'm like, fuck. Or he'll post his niece or something. Or so I'm like, yes, nah, this ain't fuck. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that win, dog.
I've been waiting for a long time, man, and so I went to court today, and a bunch of boys there. Basically, I went there, they gave me two deals. Either I do the class, I mean the program, I'm okay. So, basically I went to court. Mm-hmm. They gave me two options. First option is do the anger management and the battery, and for I have 8 years. Supervise you for 6 months, and then they'll close the case. So yesterday I was like, okay, I'll do it. But then I got an email saying that my daughter therapist don't think it's a good idea that we have supervised visits at the moment. I'm like, okay, so I changed my mind the last minute. I said, fuck it. Let's take it to trial.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what am I taking the deal for? If I can't even see my kids, what am I doing the program for? If I can't see my kids.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. If you can't see your kids, then what in the holy smoke do they want you to... Why should you take a plea deal if you're not finna get what you're looking for? You only take a plea deal if I'm about to get what I'm looking for. What you gonna give me if I take this plea deal? You want this man, Steven, to take a plea deal and not give him what he's looking for? Come on, man. You trying to make a criminal out this man.
Or meet me 50-50. You go 50-50, I'll meet you halfway, but I don't even get halfway deal. So I went to court and I said, you know what? Let's go to trial. Yeah. So they started the trial today. I was like, oh, they moved fast. So the first witness, you want to call it witness, is the ATS worker. And they asked her, hey, how you met Sophia? And she said, you know, I met Sophia and I think it was April 2021. And, you know, how's your relationship with her mom? So she said, her and her mom get along. We were cooking dinner together. I was like, in my head, I'm like, this is bullshit because they barely get along with me. Like, when I'm present, she be telling her, go to the room or, you know, something like that. So
you talking about the worker?
No. Yeah, when the worker went to go see the mom and the daughter, they asked her, how is the mom and daughter interaction? And
right.
She said, they were fine. They were cooking dinner, you know, together. And so in my head, I'm like, she was putting up a front because ATS was there.
Yeah.
In real life, they don't get along. And then, you know, and then I had my mother with me. They swear my mother in, and my kid's mom started barking at my mom, saying, oh, what are you doing here? What, a grown man can't handle his business? What, didn't she tell my mom, didn't your father rape you when you were a kid? I thought that was inappropriate, because I'm like, why are you in love with my mom? I mean, she could be here because she was my mom. And that's Sophia's grandmother. So, you know, basically, they said that Sophia, my daughter, she said that she feel uncomfortable the way her father stared at her. Like, what they talking about the way I stare at her. I look at my daughter like, my daughter, and I'm looking at myself. So sometimes I'll be like, damn, I'm looking at my point.
Yeah.
So if I look at my daughter, it's not enough. Yeah. Away, like, my daughter, that's my point.
Bro, how the fuck you supposed to look at her, man? That's your daughter, man. I look at my daughter and my son every day. I'm looking at them straight in the face. They look just like me. They move like me. But you know what? Yeah. They motherfucking mom, her mom done told her that shit. You know why?
Yeah.
Because fucking the state of New York won't do anything about this crazy ass lady coming answering the doors with knives and shit. The state of New York won't acknowledge the fact that this lady was waking you up while you were sleeping with a knife to your neck. They're just flat out ignoring it. So if a lady is crazy, if a motherfucker, it ain't even woman or man, if a motherfucker is crazy enough to pull a knife on somebody while they sleep and wake them up with a knife to their neck, certainly they have the ability to brainwash a kid and get to thinking I'm bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, that shit is crazy, yeah. Dog. And it's crazy how, and I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry, but it's crazy how when your mom fucking comes to court, it's crazy how these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how that a motherfucker don't want you to have no help. Oh, why is she here? Because, bitch, I need some support. What do you mean, why is she here? I can't sock you in your fucking head. She can. What do you mean, why is she here? It's a dumbass question. Why is she here?
Yeah.
For support, dumbass. What the fuck is you talking about? Go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But, you know, then they said, you know, they suspended my visitation for another 6 months because they wanted Sophia to go to therapy, and she's supposedly having nightmares about me.
Ah, bullshit. Hell no, she ain't having no nightmares. Fuck out of here.
Nightmares? Nightmares about what?
Exactly. The fuck is you talking about? Nightmares. Nightmares about what? Man, that lady made that shit up. The bitch who pulled the knife on you while you asleep told her baby to say that. Told your baby to say that, man. And the shit's working. That's what's crazy about it, man. These motherfuckers need to start doing something about this, bro. How do these government of how do these fucking officials not see what's very seeable? This motherfucker is telling her kid to say that, bro. What proof and evidence does anyone have that you're a bad person anywhere?
See, it all makes sense. See, I'm not, my kid's mom had no family. So what is she doing? She's eliminating all the family access to my daughter. My kid's mom got touched by her adopted father. That's her adopted father, not blood, right? And now she wanna accuse me of doing such a thing. Listen, like I tell people, I didn't even want to change her diaper. Not because I didn't want to. If my mother's present, let her mom do it. You know, like, feel me? Because it says that Sophia had nightmares. And then it says she's happier without me being around.
Man, hell no. Who said that? The therapist?
Yeah.
Man, that bitch need to lose her motherfucking job. Man, this dumbass bitch, and I'm saying it straight up. I don't know if it's a dude or a guy. I'm just calling him a bitch because that's a bitch-ass move. Straight up. This motherfucker Steven don't do, ain't did shit wrong to not be able to father. You don't just get to conspire no story and just get to make some shit up. Man, that bitch-ass therapist should have got up there and talked about how this hoe pulled the knife on you while you was asleep. Bitch ain't want to talk about that, though, did she? Motherfucker talking about, oh, you know what I'm saying? You don't know this guy and his fucking son, bro. You talk to his daughter after she sits with her mom for a week. They prep for your visit, and then the mom is putting shit in her head to say to you the whole time. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. How is not being around her dad healthy? Here, their dad has no violence. The dad has no criminal record except for the shit that this lady has put in front of you. How is you a threat, man? You ain't do shit.
I know.
You ain't do shit.
I know. That's how the system works. And that's why I took a stop. And, this is a big nightmare. Like, and then they said I couldn't even get video visitation.
Yeah.
Because the judge is afraid that if she see my face, she might get scared.
Man, dog, that is the most asinine shit ever. I don't know who your judge is, so it's not personal. But I'm saying, how the fuck does this judge not see that this is some bullshit? Oh, I'm gonna be. You wanna be a fucking hero? Your Honor, treat the fucking criminal like a criminal. One of these two people standing in front of you pulled the knife on the other one while they were asleep. If you want to be a hero, stop fucking protecting the motherfucking criminal, bro. Acting like they innocent, acting like they fucking are, you know what I'm saying? Have some common sense, bro. It's 2022, bro. It ain't 19 fucking 60. We've been preaching equality for a good minute. That means everyone's equal. Everybody can hit a lick. Everybody can be a criminal. Everybody can rob. Everybody can set people up. Everybody can steal and hit people in the head. If we equal, You know what I'm saying? This shit is crazy, bro. I don't understand why you stand in front of this judge, man, talking about you can't see a kid because they spook. Because, come on, a video chat? Come on, man. Yeah. You are aiding the parental alienation. That's what the fuck you doing, Your Honor. You're aiding parental alienation. You're helping it. You're acting like you a hero. I mean, you ain't a fucking hero, man. You ain't no hero, right, man. That shit crazy, man. That shit is crazy. What state was this all in? New York?
New York, of course. The state that man, the crime is up, that the system is all messed up. That's a state where you could stab your money right now and they let you out. They let the criminals out, but they look at me like I'm a criminal.
Yeah, and that don't make no sense, man. Like, I'm seeing people get shot in subways in New York right now. I'm seeing a lot of crazy shit going on. Why are we focused on Steven right now? That don't make no sense to me. What are the chances that this Steve, like...
So,
bro,
yeah,
this shit is just crazy, bro.
The next person on the stand is my kid's mom. Oh, man. That's funny.
So do you got a lawyer right now, bro?
Yeah, I'm getting a different one now.
You getting a different one?
Because I feel like it should be more aggressive, you know? You gotta go that way.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing about them lawyers, man. Like, we feel like we need a lawyer when we go in there because we know that the state's about to fuck us. But the trick is that, like, whatever lawyer we hire has been in this courtroom before. Like, they do business in this courtroom, and these motherfuckers is friends. They bump elbows all the time. Now, when I'm working, and I mean, I'm obviously an independent contractor at this point, but when I do have a job, like, I might not hang out with people at work, and I might not even like these motherfuckers at work, but I have enough sense to where I'm building relationships with people because you work with them. That's anywhere I've ever worked, ever. And I'm trying to figure out how lawyers shit don't work the same. You mean you're a lawyer, all you do is talk to judges and other fucking lawyers, and you're not friends with none of these people? That's what makes it sketchy. You know what I mean? So you could pretty much, like, hand them me if you wanted to, or hand them my relationship with my daughter, or not fight the fuck back. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying that's what your lawyer did, but, like, it's, like, such a high probability when you start talking, putting your trust in some other motherfucker who ain't as hungry as you to get this task done. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be feeling like you could have fought harder, motherfucker. If your job is, I hired you to fight. If I leave out of there feeling like I could have talked this shit better than you could, I don't fucking need you. I don't even fuck what you know. I don't need you, bro, because you're slowing me up. And one thing my judge told me, bro, she said this. She said, the reason why you guys can't talk is because you guys got these lawyers. And when you have a lawyer, you need to make sure they say exactly what you want them to say. If not, then... And she said that, and I fired my lawyer with it before our next fucking thing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take that as a cue. I need to talk for myself. Thank you. Goodbye. And I'm talking for myself, man, because I'm gonna say what it is. I'm going to say what it is. And it ain't going to be like a lawyer would say it, because a lawyer is worried about her relationship with the judge. The lawyer is worried about their reputation. The lawyer is worried about not ruffling feathers. Me, I don't give a fuck. I'm there fighting for my kid, man. I cut a motherfucker off, clean out, speak out of term, hold on. Not disrespectful, get myself in trouble, but if it's some bullshit, I'm going to be like, oh, whoa, whoa. Cut him off. The judge going to tell me shut it up, but hey, I said what I'm trying to say. That was some bullshit. Yeah, it might not be the best at all times, but I mean, at least I feel better about it, like I fucking tried. I was walking away from them court dates, bro, feeling like we ain't even try. I'm like, damn, fight a little bit. You giving them, you going there, they told you lay down, take out, tell them lay down. You tell me, they said lay down. You were supposed to tell these motherfuckers he ain't laying down shit. That's what you were supposed to say. You done told him, yeah, I'm gonna tell him lay down. Go lay. They said, lay down. Man, get the fuck out of here. I don't need you. You finna get me fucked up out here. And that shit is crazy, man. So your lawyer ain't help you out none?
Right, he couldn't. We could try again in 6 months.
My daughter gonna be 6 months older, you bitch ass motherfucker. What do you mean 6 months? I'm hitting, man. That's some bullshit, bro. That's some bullshit, man. Your baby gonna be 6 months older in 6 months. Fuck is he talking about 6 months? We ain't got 6 months. We need to move now. You know what I'm saying? Man, that shit is crazy, bro. Your daughter needs you now. She over there talking about she's scared of you. She told the therapist that what, man? Like, what are we supposed to take the therapist's word for it? You know what I'm saying? What are we supposed to take your word for it? What do you got? What was it, bro? Because if, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's crazy. But if a kid is doctored up to go in somewhere and say something, and then they only say it one time, and then you're encouraging them, this motherfucker could be getting your daughter whatever she want when she leave there. As long as she say... As long as she say what you want to hear, what she wanted to say, she could go get her something after that, and it's done. You know what I'm saying? You ain't nowhere around, so she ain't gotta feel guilty about hurting you or nothing. She a kid. You know what I'm saying? This shit. It's a wicked game, boy. So then what, man? So I gotta ask you this, bro. In our last podcast, you had just got a warrant in New York for sending her some money. Do you still got that warrant?
I'm still running. They've been looking for me in the hole, but it's a misdemeanor. So I guess they stopped looking when they told me they got me. Because this is a stupid warrant. It's for supposedly sending cash out. It's like, and they were looking every week. Like, yo, what the fuck you coming to my grandma's house for, looking for me, like I killed somebody?
Dog, that's like, ridiculous, bro. They're going out looking for you at it. So, what police department is this looking for you? Is it the NYPD?
Yes, the 108 precinct.
Okay. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with New York. I've never been. You know what I mean? But I'm not going until me and you get together. I'm going to make sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't going to New York without your guidance. But listen. So that's why I'm asking. But like, go ahead.
That's why I changed my number. Because I'm like, yo, they were calling me blog. They were calling me from different numbers. I'm like, yo, the way they're looking for me, I thought I killed somebody. Damn, it's a misdemeanor. When I get there, I'll give you your $1,500 because that's how much you make for me to get arrested, and you guys can keep going. Yeah. But the way they go at me, even my kid's mom, she's not innocent, miss. She couldn't front in front of the camera and the TV, whatever. She could lie to them. But I know her. And everything my daughter is saying, like, oh, I don't want to talk about my dad because he did something to me that no dad should do. That's her mom.
Exactly, dog. What the fuck? She didn't learn that shit from watching Disney. She didn't learn that shit. She didn't pick up on that from watching Encanto or whatever the fuck that movie's called. She didn't pick that up from no movie. Her mama told her that. Bro, these professional people who are therapists and went to school and spent time learning. You went to school to fucking think. How do you come out of there fucking retarded is beyond me. Use your fucking brain. If her mom has been fucking molested and touched and shit, then let's look at that, bro. Then if she's just clan, let's look at it, bro. You have nothing in your fucking history at all that says anything like that, bro. You know what I mean? You have nothing. This shit is crazy, bro.
My question to them is, what evidence do you guys have that my daughter got touched? Fingered, whatever. Anything would show. The end of that, like a man's finger is that big. Like anything to a little girl will hurt them or rip them open. My daughter will be in a hospital somewhere. Like, it doesn't make sense to me or nobody around me because it doesn't act. They checked my daughter 3 times.
Yeah.
3 times, they didn't find nothing. So, when you supposedly molest somebody, or whatever my kid mom said today, because she's retarded.
Yeah.
There will be evidence. There is no evidence because that's not what I do. I would never, ever do that to my kids.
My man, and you know, our listeners out there, you all don't follow Steven on Twitter. I do. I see what he says. I see what he's talking about God. Me and him already discussed God plenty of times. Not saying that like ain't no bad people in church or nothing like that. But like I'm saying, like we're having like regular conversations. It ain't like this dude is acting like he's a saint. He cusses, he makes mistakes, he sins, just like the rest of us. But what I'm saying is, this dude has God in his heart. I don't have the opportunity to talk to many of the guest parents. But in this situation with Steven, I've actually had the opportunity to speak to his mom. And it was recorded on a podcast. And if you can listen to this lady, she got bite in her heart. She got fight in her heart. No, she ain't perfect. No, she motherfucking what? No, man. Yeah, she sounded like she got a rough little upbringing, you know? But that don't mean that motherfucking, that, you know what I'm saying? You go on in fucking Steven's Instagram, you see him with all his family, all his people. He takes pictures with celebrities, but there ain't no street motherfuckers in this picture. Ain't no bad motherfuckers in this picture. I'm just saying, like, how did this guy turn into a criminal overnight? And how is this, it's called the silver bullet when they come in with this bullshit, false allegation. How is this not already, like, on people's radar as being fake? You know what I mean? Because I understand that it really happens. I understand that it really happens. And, like, for the dads out there, any dad out there who would do something like that, you know what I'm saying? The rest of us dads would happily beat his ass. You know what I mean? Hell happily. Yeah. We'll fuck his ass up. Fuck his ass up. We'll beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? We don't nobody play that shit. But I'm like, bro, if there's a term for what's happening to you right now, the silver bullet, then that means this shit happens so fucking much, bro. This shit happens so much that they done made a nickname for it. And it just works. Dog, that's retarded as hell. But how does the system not... Well, the system doesn't want to see that people are using this as a weapon. They don't want to see that. They want to see it as, well, this is an opportunity where we can go knock on Steven's door and fucking put him in jail. So you want to go pick up Steven, who got cerebral palsy, dog about 110 pounds, maybe. You want to motherfucking go pick up Steven and put him in jail with a fucked up ass charge like that? With no proof, no nothing? And you want to put him in a cell and have him talk his way out of it with all the rest of the inmates. Now, he done already told us, when he goes to jail and he goes in the booking, everybody doesn't even understand what he's doing there, and they're pissed for him. But you giving them these charges and then sending them in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous, bruh. It's ridiculous, man. I understand the state is going to be broken because that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? I'm upset at the lady. Like, why are you putting this man at risk like this? All because you don't want to share this child, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
or lie on me like that, like.
And put you at, and put you at serious risk.
Listen, I've been Florida 3-4 months, they haven't been choked. You know, I've been around different people, females. None of them feel like I'm violent. They go, yeah, it's a major person out here.
Dog.
Yeah.
I'm just at a loss because like you have a condition. You have a condition that like, you know what I mean? Not to say you can't get mad, you know what I mean? But like, your mom said it, bro. She's like, Steven is little. I'm not saying like a little person can't get mad, but they're trying to paint you out to be this 6'4" fucking animal. They're trying to paint you out to be this body build. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to paint you out to be this banging ass motherfucker. Bro, you're not violent at all. You chill as hell. The most shit I've ever seen, like, if you even express anything negative, and I mean, I've been following you on Twitter for a while. I ain't with you every day. So you could be cussing people out left and right. I don't know. But the most I ever see you, like, even debatable, is politics on the computer. That's it. But so what? You know what I'm saying? That's well within your right to talk about whatever you want to talk. You know, you can talk politics. Me, it's sports. You see me talking sports, I'm going to be pumped up talking sports. Pumped. You know what I'm saying? I'm jacked about sports. But, bruh, everybody got their thing. But at the same time, even still, you're not going on there saying, like, people need to, you know, you're not wishing death on nobody or harm on nobody or nothing like that. You're just calling people stupid and dumb. That's not bad. And that's not violent. That's like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? It's the same shit as me disagreeing with fucking the Lions players. You know what I'm saying? When they get the fucking up. The same shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man. So, okay. So, what? You can't go back to court. Court isn't again till May, you said?
May 23rd, I believe.
Yeah. Now, you had to do a video court?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I recorded it, too.
Oh, you had to. You know why? Because these motherfuckers get to acting like shit that happened in court didn't happen. That's why. They come back. They got all the records. They got all of our shit on record. It's recorded. But then when we get to court, these motherfuckers just get to moving along like the last court date didn't happen. I've been noticing that. And they say, like, don't record and shit, and they tell you not to. But the reality is that, like, It's in our, it like, it, we're well within our right to record a state official when they're doing whatever their job is to do. Be it a judge, a police officer, whatever. We're well within our right to record a state fucking official, a state worker, anything doing their job. And they can't tell you not to because that's not, you know what I'm saying? Could suggest it. But the truth is, like, they can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just not going to like you more, but, you know, whatever. Is it illegal?
Yeah.
To record them?
A courtroom.
Nah. You can record. Here's how they counter it. Here's how they make it so that you can't record them. In Michigan, up until the coronavirus happened, I think it was like May. I think it was March or May of 2020. You could start bringing your camera phones into our courthouse. In Michigan. Prior to that, if you had a camera on your fucking phone, you had to take that bitch back to your car. And that, my friend, is how they made sure you didn't record them. They told you to leave your fucking phone in the car. That's how they did it, bruh. No camera phones in here. That's how they did it. That's how they kept everything quiet once the phones came out. They just wouldn't let you bring them in. But once that, nobody knows about that. So if you in Michigan, man, you in fighting for family, fighting for your fucking kids, you ain't seen them, fuck a lady that robbed you for them and they just playing it. You know how friend of the court do here in Michigan. They'll just act like it ain't happened and like you a bad guy. Act like it never happened. Bring your fucking phone to court, man, and record some of that shit. Because you know why? State workers are eligible to get fucking recorded. That's why you can record the police. You know what I'm saying? They can't tell you to stop recording. Think about it. They got all the authority to arrest people, everything. One thing police can't never do is tell you to stop recording, can they? Think about it. Nigga just keep his phone out on him. They can block it off. You know, they'll block it off. They'll find other ways. Or when a motherfucker records something bad, like the dude in New York who got what, choked out or whatever? What was his name again? I forgot his name.
I forgot.
Yeah, but you know the dude who got choked out, the man who recorded it, I forgot his name too, but like they was fucking with him, throwing him in jail, fucking with him because he recorded it. And I mean, they couldn't arrest him, but they could fuck with him and do shit to him later. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they did. Yeah. But that shit is just crazy. But yeah, man, you did a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, man. So how have you been handling yourself down there in Florida, bro? What you been doing to get past this, bro? Because you ain't seen your baby. Me and you both know your baby ain't necessarily in the greatest of hands right now. And that's every day. And you got to put your trust in this other human being to take care of these kids that someday, this kid that someday will be in your hands. So, like, what? How have you been getting through this? What have you been thinking and what have you been doing?
I started my LLC out here. I'm starting a business. I'm looking for a real estate, like a property out here.
Yeah.
So I can rent it out. Because it's easier. It's a lot easier down here than up there. So yeah. I got my LLC in like three or four weeks.
Uh-huh.
I already got it. So I'm building my business credit. And relax. You know, just staying positive, I guess.
Hell yeah. So, just, I know you stand positive, but the reality of it, man, you miss your kid. You know what I'm saying? You
of
got
course,
a fucking warrant.
Every day.
You got a warrant over this shit. You got a warrant for trying to be a good dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you called me. I remember when they put that warrant down. You called me that day. Like, man, these motherfuckers just said I had a warrant. I said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How, bruh? Like, how? What? How?
That's how petty she is.
But look, though.
Put a warrant for cash
on. But look, this is how beautiful God is. You're in Florida, my good sir. And one thing I'm 100% sure about Florida and that governor that they have right now, he's not going to let nobody extradite nobody out of state.
I know that.
Yeah.
I met him like 2 weeks ago.
You met the governor of fucking Florida?
Yeah, you'd be out here.
That's what I'm saying. This motherfucker Steven. Hey, this motherfucker Steven, dog, knows everybody. He just shook hands with everybody, man. This motherfucker Steven, man. I ain't coming to New York without you being home. I'll tell you that right now. I'ma tell you that right now. So what?
Any more lawyers like him?
Like, more lawyers like the governor?
Mm-hmm.
The governor of Florida used to be a lawyer?
No, but the way he don't play, like, he goes against the system.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Push back. Now, was he responsible for that father's rights movement I just seen down there in Florida?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Dog. That's nice, bruh. That's nice, man. And for those of you who don't know, I guess I could pull this up so we could be more precise about this. Let's see. Let's pull this up together, all right? So, everyone out there listening, this is me and Steven having a regular conversation. Me and Steven are actually friends at this point. So, we're actually looking into this because this is big. Fathers' rights in Florida. Should pull it up. Okay, let's see what we got here. What was that? Must establish in Florida, unmarried fathers must establish paternity to assert their rights. Because unmarried fathers have parental rights. Okay, so I want to say this. All right, so I'm not seeing it right away, but we'll get to it. But here's something I did see. Now, You follow sports a little bit, so when that whatever that was that happened in Florida down there, just I don't know, a week and a half ago maybe, I saw the old ex football coach from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and from the Indianapolis Colts was there. Did you see that? Tony Dungy.
Nah, I'm not too familiar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically Tony Dungy, I believe, I don't want to misspeak here, so let me check to see. I believe, yes, that's 100% right. So Tony Dungy's from Michigan, okay? So he was born in Jackson, Michigan. So he's from here, so that's why I like him so much. But here's the situation. So Tony Dungy was down in Florida because he coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he's at whatever just happened, whatever big father's rights thing just happened down there, he was down there talking. I don't know if he was standing side by side or what the case. I think he might have spoke, but he went to this convention and he was on stage. And Twitter went crazy, bro. Twitter went crazy. And they got to talking about, they got to just slandering him. They got to talking about him fucking, you know what I mean? You know what they turned it into? They turned it into him speaking out against Michael Sam coming to the NFL. And Michael Sam was the first, like, openly gay player in recent times to come out and play. And Tony Dungy spoke out against it. So all of Twitter got to talking about what he, you know, his opinion on that. And, like, a lot of the NFL probably had whatever stance Tony Dungy had, because you can't, like, you can't, there's going to be people who don't like white people, don't like black people, don't like, people are who they are, bro. Our job is to give them good experiences to try to change their fucking minds about people being people. That's our job. Anyway, the whole internet just kind of took it and got to making it about Tony Dungy and what he said fucking 8 years ago, right? And they completely skipped over the fact that he's like, what did he do? This dude is a devout Christian. Like, he doesn't, he's stout in his Christianity, super stout. And like, he, you know what I mean? He's clean cut, bro. He hasn't done nothing to no one this whole time. He doesn't have drunk driving record, nothing. He don't got shit. And what did he do? He promoted being a dad, bro. You know how many people, like, well, I jump on Twitter and I'm posting my podcast, people like, oh, you're, what's that called again when you fucking, I'm so stuck on the word misandry, but the other, you know what I'm saying, like, trying to say, like, I don't like women, like, hell no, that ain't it at all, like, bro, that ain't it at all, you know what I mean? My favorite athlete right now is a fucking girl, bro. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Clarissa Shields is probably my favorite athlete right now. Because she's a fucking winner and she from Flint. Why would she not be? She the best at what she do. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucking girl, bro. I watch girls sports, girls gymnastics, girls fucking basketball, girls soccer. I got a daughter. I don't, you know what I mean? Ain't that? I'm saying, I want y'all to get paid how we get paid, and I want us both to be, I want us to have some rights, and I want fathers to be important, man. That don't mean I hate nobody. That just mean I really want equality. I really want it, like, really equal. Like, let's be fair here, you know what I mean? But, like, I said all that to say, why slander Tony Dungy? You feel me? What the fuck was it to be slandering this man for? Man, I made a status about the shit, man. You know what I mean? But some dude who came on there with purple hair and looked like he ain't watched no football came on my post talking about some, it ain't about what he said 8 years ago. It ain't just that. It's deeper than that. What is it deeper than? He's talking about being a dad, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's promoting fatherhood. It's not about the politician he's standing next to. So he had to shake hands with a politician. How the fuck else he supposed to get any moves made? You know what I'm saying? You got to shake hands with him. You got to. You know what I mean? This ain't, you know, he got to. He's trying to do something. He's, you know, I don't know, bro. It's just fucking crazy, man. Like, it shouldn't be looked down upon promoting what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? Shouldn't be looked down upon. Because, look, it's a real topic that we need to have discussions about. All right, man. So, all right, bro. So listen, let's talk a little bit about yesterday, before court. Talk a little bit about fucking, you know, your energy yesterday, how you were feeling today leading up to court, or the weeks leading up to court. How was everything with that?
I think I barely left the email yesterday from my lawyer saying that they're gonna keep my suspension because they don't feel like, you know, it's safe for whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, mm-hmm. I was just trying to mentally be strong and stay positive, you know, because I know what type of animal I'm going against. So, but I like shit like this. Because they struck me to quit. And that's where I like it. It's like Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe said, when I get hurt, I like that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so they think I'm quitting, but yeah.
Yeah, guess what, Steven? This is for any sport. I know you like basketball. 0-0. That's the fucking score.
Hold on. Who you got in the NBA finals?
I think the Warriors might win it all this year, bro.
Okay.
Cause Jordan Poole hooping, big Michigan shit. But I mean, you know, shit, and you know his initials JP. He got two things going for him: Michigan and JP. He got that going for him. But it is deeper than that, though. They've been playing cohesive as a unit all year long. Good fucking deep. You know what I'm saying? Draymond, also from Michigan. That's two Michigan motherfuckers. It's tough.
So who are you going to eat?
Out the East. I like how Philly hooping. Hey, man, I also want to say, man, I really like Memphis as well. And I want to keep this on the podcast because I want Daz to hear that we're regular people. And this is really my friend at this point. I like Memphis. I like Memphis as well. I know they lost their first game a couple days ago. But, I mean, they've been, you know what I'm saying? They've been hooping, bro. They've been hooping. And there were points in that game, like, where they would be down by 10. They played shitty the whole game. They would be down by 10, and then they'd just be right back in the game within, like, 2 minutes. That's a dangerous team. You can come down by 10 multiple times while you playing shitty. That's a good team. But I like Memphis. But out the East, man, fuck, man. I really want to say I like Brooklyn a lot, and I'm a Pistons fan, so like I got history with the Nets, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got big history with the Nets. Like they were arch rival of mine, you know what I'm saying? The Pistons, I see Nets shit, I'm fuck the Nets, you know what I mean? But I actually had a friend from New Jersey come to my school, man, in middle school, and he became my good friend. And this was right at the height of Pistons versus Nets. This is right after y'all popped us, went to the finals, and then the next year y'all came back. The next year y'all came back from the finals, and it was Pistons time.
I was with Jason Kidd, right?
Jason Kidd, fucking Jason Kidd, Kenyon Martin, motherfucking Richard Jefferson. I want to say Kerry Kittles was on the team, but I'm probably tripping. He wasn't on the team. I might be thinking too early Nets with Kerry Kittles. But definitely Jason Kidd, definitely Kenyon Martin, and definitely Richard Jefferson for sure. But yeah, man, fucking Yeah, I hated the Nets, boy. But I actually had a good friend, dog, and then you guys went through so much turmoil. The Pistons put a lot of people out of business. I'm going to say that. Nah, we put the Nets out of business. We put the Raptors out of business. We put the Orlando Magic and Tracy McGrady out of business. We ran all the franchises up. Vince Carter left out of...
I think the Detroit Pistons came up with the Jordan rule.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Yeah, so every time they see Jordan, they will elbow him.
Hell yeah.
Boom. So that was a good era.
Hell yeah, I man. Like that. Hell yeah, I do. I like how he doesn't like the Pistons still to this day. That's dope to me. I mean, I like Jordan. You know what I'm saying? But like... I'm a Pistons fan number one. You know what I mean? I got to enjoy Jordan. I liked him. You know what I mean? I thought he was, but you know, cause he was already, they had already popped the Pistons by the time I was watching. The Pistons were back sorry again. Cause he had our, I was, you know, 91 is the last, is when he moved on. I was only a year old. You know what I'm saying? So motherfucking, yeah, man, big Piston shit, man. I'm happy how they did that. You know what I mean? And dads out there, I know we're talking about sports right now, but it's important that you guys get to see that this is actually a friend of mine. Like this is somebody we back and forth on Twitter, back and forth. This is a friend of mine. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, I like Brooklyn and, I like Philly too, bro.
Yeah, Philly, bro.
I like Philly, man. I like, you know, that. I mean, I don't think they're going to win it or nothing, but I mean, they got a good chance to come out the East, you know?
Yeah, hell but yeah. James Harden in the postseason hasn't really been. He chokes.
Man, yesterday. I needed this nigga to get 1 point more. One more point. That's all I needed. One more point, man, to fuck my parlay up. One more point. Oh, yeah. That's all I needed, bro.
You do parlay too?
Hell yeah.
I'm waiting for Chris Paul to make at least three. David Booker got like 8 right now.
Right. How many you take Booker. Him? How many you took him getting today?
3. I got Booker 3. I got Chris Paul 3, and I got CJ McCollum 3-3.
Right.
So CJ McCollum did it already. Booker did it already. Now I'm waiting for Chris Paul.
See, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Hell yeah. Who you like in the finals, bro?
I like in the East. I like Brooklyn or Miami. You know, in the West, I'm going with the Suns.
Man, you know, the Suns are definitely a force to be reckoned with, dog. You know why I like the Suns, bro? I like the Suns because of Devin Booker, man. You know why I like Devin Booker, bro? You probably know. He from Michigan. You understand me? He wanted to be a Piston, bro. Then this man wanted to be a Piston, but you know what the Pistons did when it was time to pick him? We picked Stanley Johnson instead.
Yeah.
Swear to God, left him on the board. I was at the draft party at the Palace. Pissed as hell. The whole Palace got the booing. The next year, they knocked that bitch down and moved the team to Detroit. For real. They got the Palace knocked down, not taking Devin Booker, man. That shit was an atrocity. But yeah, it's cool. We got K. It's all good. I fuck with K heavy, man. K for rookie of the year, too. I want to say that on this podcast. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. A lot of these athletes, too. It's another thing, man. Like, and it's important that the listeners just understand that we just fucking took about 6-7 minutes and we talked about strictly sports. And it's crazy because, like, these fucking athletes are dads, bro. A lot of them. You know what I mean? A lot of them had kids in college, and it propelled them to fucking greatness because they was hungry for their baby. It wasn't just them no more. You know what I'm saying? And it got them to the league because they got this baby on the flow. And now they got to really put their energy into their craft and super dial in because this baby is on the floor. So that's interesting to me, too. You know what I mean? Because, like, shit, these athletes are fathers. Barry Sanders, like, he's a dad. Like, we see Barry, like, Barry, the greatest Barry, but Barry was a dad. You know what I'm saying? Every time Barry go home, he got a son looking at him. You know what I mean? That shit is just crazy to me. Like, that shit gets looked over that these men are dads. Or Russell Westbrook talking about how motherfucking he can't let his family come to the game because he don't want his son get, you know what I'm saying? Hearing people calling him names and shit. That's like being a dad. You know what I mean? That shit is just, it tickles my soul. It's good to see, you know what I mean? It's good to see, you know, our athletes with their children. But at the same time, man, it's crazy that, like, you know, we still got this topic and this issue and this shit on the floor when all of these dads, like, there's so many good fucking dads out here that want to be dads. Like, everywhere around us, you can't escape fatherhood. You know what I'm saying? We know, like, I don't know, bro. Being a mom isn't strictly important, too. You know what I mean? It's super important, bro. Like, being a good mom is important. Like, it's... This podcast ain't about motherfucking, you know, it ain't about that. It's about motherfucking as a whole. Like, it's about shit.
Yeah.
Equality. Cause you're with you, like, you spoke about your mom. Like, I seen my mom earlier today. You know what I'm saying? Like, briefly, but I seen her. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all for moms. Like, I'm for moms. We, all these dads come on here and talk about their moms. Like, a lot of them are most of them are fur moms. There's not been many dads on here who was like bashing women as a whole. Like, they'll be talking about motherfucking, because it ain't about that. It's about a certain people. If this podcast was about getting robbed or having your car stolen, I would be saying a bunch of shit about the motherfucker who stole my car before. You know me, I'll be calling him names. I ain't know him personally. Like to get to know him a little later in life. I heard catch him walking around. You know what I mean? But, like, God wants me to forgive him. And in my heart of hearts, I can. I can forgive him. But the reality is, like, we're talking about father's rights because our kids got stolen. So we're all on this podcast talking about the party who stole our shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the dude who stole my car, or I'd be calling them all type of bitch-ass motherfuckers and shit. And all these names and old motherfucker this, weak motherfucker that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on that right now. We're talking on this topic. You know what I mean? But it ain't about... Yeah. So it could seem like we don't like the other side because we motherfucking... You know, we're fucking adamant about this motherfucking one thing, you know? But this shit is big, bro, because at the end of the day, you know, you got pretty much flushed out your state because these motherfuckers is looking for you like you actually killed something.
I thank God they flushed you out.
Me too. Me too. Me too. He, dog, hey. Hey, man. Hey, when he tell you to pick up and move, just pick up and move. You know what I mean? When he tell you, what, you know, it's crazy because we having this conversation and like the police want you right now. You know what I mean? And you ain't do shit.
They gonna keep looking. They could go and find my iPhone. They could do whatever. They can't come here.
Yeah, no, I understand. No, I fully understand. It's just fucking crazy, man. Like, it's not like, I'm just saying that, why do they want you when you ain't do nothing? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's actual real criminals. There's a gang war. There's multiple gang wars going on in New York right now. I ain't been there, but I for sure heard about them gang wars going on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the crime out there. and they are very, very bad.
I get it. So why is they wasting time, resources, and taxpayers' dollars coming to your house for Cash App? He cashed out my... Well, wait a minute. And that's what our listeners really need to understand. Allegedly, this dad... I want all our listeners to understand. A piece of paper came across these police desks, and it said, this dad gave... Allegedly... gave some money over for his kid. Not child support, but like actually gave some money for his kid.
Yeah.
And this breaks his PPO and we're gonna go get him. Man, what? He's paying for his kid, allegedly. He's paying. Paying.
It's called violation of order protection.
That's what I'm saying, but everybody's running around screaming out deadbeat this, deadbeat that, dudes aren't shit this, men ain't that. But here's a man who's a dad. He doesn't want to be a deadbeat, so he's paying money. And you said even prior to that, like you would give because you don't want to not contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your product is stolen. Bro, it's just not right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as things start moving in or like you about to get to see your daughter or some shit, then shit jump off with some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you on the run right now, bro. Man, you New York. You a thorough New Yorker, bro. It's in you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit is crazy, man. Like you... This shit is just crazy, dog. I mean, it's just crazy to me. I don't understand, like, why this has to happen to good people like this, bro. And it gotta happen because, like, nobody wanna, like, share. Like, if again, bro, if you had big drugs around you, if you was around heavy artillery, unlicensed artillery that was being used, if you was around big time hitters, all of this would make sense. Like, she doesn't, I'm even still, no, it wouldn't make sense. I don't know why I said it like that, but like, at least it would be like, okay, this person's trying everything and everything to keep you safe, you know, keep her kids safe, all this other stuff. It would be more believable. Talk about on the police end, you know what I'm saying? But, bro, you mean the police then already checked you? When you come in there, they laughing and joking because they know it's a joke. So, like, what the fuck, bro? Why do you have to go get booked? That don't make sense to me. Shit is dumb as hell, man. What's that shit y'all got in New York? It's called, where they letting people out? What's it called again?
The reinform law.
The reinform law?
Yeah.
So they letting these people out on personal bond?
Without bond.
Without bond?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why are they doing that? So are they going? Are they about to let you out like that too? Type shit.
Yeah.
You just ain't trying to do none of it, and I don't blame you. I don't want to get booked. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see no cuffs. I don't want none of that. I don't want a court date. Nothing like that, bro. This is ridiculous. You ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? You sent some fucking cash over, man. And you ain't do shit. Why the... Yeah, it's just crazy because this is... I want our listeners to understand. This is, you know... And I'm not trying to say, like, every dad I have on this podcast, and I'm going to start getting more dads on here. We're going to get this thing back kicking. But listen, every dad I have on this podcast is not a perfect human being. A lot of these men, they fucking make mistakes all day long, just like I do. Like, just because I press record on a fucking phone don't mean I'm not fucking making mistakes all day long. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm a human. I'm going to have error. Everybody is. Like, these moms out there are regular people too. All people make mistakes. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nobody ain't perfect. But I can hear a lot of it in their heart. I believe 100%. If Stephen's daughter was at his house today and she was asleep down there, like it was, because it's obviously it's nighttime now. If she was in there at the crib, sleep out the way, and we was doing this podcast, this would be a different Steven on the phone. You know what I mean? It's just that.
Of course.
Even from the last time I talked to him, I can tell his where your spirit at. It ain't necessarily. You know what I'm saying? It ain't necessarily. It's just like, damn. Like, even from the last time, now not only do you not see your daughter, but you got this fucking false allegation on you. This, you know what I'm saying? This bullshit going. You feel me? Like, police looking for you. Man, he ain't do nothing. This man ain't do nothing. You say you want him. You say you want to put a case on him for what? For sending money to his daughter. Come on. So, okay, man. So, so court's in May, bruh. And you can't see your daughter for 6 months, man. So, so what now, bro? What's the plan now?
The plan, just ride this thing out, I guess.
Hell yeah. I feel that, man. I definitely feel that. You got to. You ain't got no choice but to ride this motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no choice, bro. So you get to see your mom and your siblings a lot now?
I'm with them, yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. That's good news, man. I bet everybody else pissed as hell, man. How they treating you, man. Shit is ridiculous, man.
Oh, no.
That shit is ridiculous, man. Well, here's what we gonna do, man. So we need to keep checking in, bro. Why don't you take a second, man, before we conclude, man, and give some advice out there, man. Put as much into it as you can. Well, what would you say, man, to some dads out there that are hurting, man? Let's say they got a warrant just like you got a warrant, bro. Like, what would you tell them, man? You just want to be a dad, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I would say, don't give up, can't give in.
Yeah.
If you give in, you lost. Still going, give them hell.
Right.
Keep going, give them hell.
Hell yeah, got to. Ain't got no choice, man. Hell yeah. Well, listen, man. We had to have this conversation for all the listeners out there. This was pretty much just the reason, you know, this might be a podcast to get me back podcasting how I'm supposed to, because this was just a natural conversation with one of my friends at this point that we just needed to add, and we ain't really had, because, like, he living, I'm living, you know what I'm saying? So we had the opportunity to have this call, you know, had this conversation. This is powerful, because I am going to be going to New York soon. I don't exactly know when, but I do know I just want to go see the land, you know what I mean? I'm going to wait, though. I got a relative there, close relative. I'm going to go see him. But I'm going to wait till you touch down. Because if I was in New York, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Seem like I fuck around in Florida, too, though. You know what I'm saying? We could talk off air a little more about Florida, but New York is somewhere I've never been. You know what I'm saying? I've been to Florida. I've never been to New York. I want to see what the hell is there. Like, what is this place? Why everybody love it so much? You know, it's just interesting. But it's important that we have this convo, because people need to see, you know, shit from these conversations. I'm turning into friends with a lot of these dads. You know what I'm saying? And shit, a lot, you know, it's not uncommon for me to be on the phone with one of these dads and we get to talking back and forth about sports. These dads come from all around the fucking country and they watch sports. So we're going to back and forth about sports. These are the convos we be having. This is why I think it's important that I continue to build this community, bro, because the reason why I think it's important is because shit, we all fucking can use each other's uplifting, you know what I'm saying, spirits. And sometime when you feeling down, you should be able to call Brady. Sometime when you feeling down, you should be able to call Mike. Sometime you feeling down, you should be able to call, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. QB, you know what I mean? Everyone should have access to QB because of his energy. You know what I'm saying? He could probably, you know, a lot of them dads, man, this shit is just, I gotta build this community, get it back going, start pointing fingers, helping folks out, calling plays back to the huddle, making moves. You know what I mean? I've been flat out, I've been like, oh, I don't like how this shit, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get a better offense. And then I ain't lifting. Fuck the offense, lift the weights, come to practice, hit the huddle, good days, bad days, and keep pressing. You know what I mean? Good accountability, bro. I gotta go harder. You know what I mean? And that's just really all it is. And I'm glad we putting it on this podcast. Is this the real thing? This full transparency. I gotta go harder for this shit, bro. Real talk. I gotta go harder. And if it take this conversation to get me podcasting high, then that's what it is. I'm gonna press forward. You know what I mean? Man, hell yeah. But yeah, listen. I appreciate you taking the time today, man, talk about this, man. Make sure you tell all your people I said what's up. For our listeners out there, man, make sure you go follow the Instagram page again for the podcast. That's at Fathers and Family Court. Again, that's at Fathers and Family Court. Steven, man, please be safe. Enjoy Florida. Tell everybody I said what's up. Please, dog, save my number and call me whenever, bruh.
I got you.
All right, family.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, you already know.